Okay, so this is the first time I'm recording by using headphones, so we will see how this will work out. But I wanted to say that after last time when I talked about kind of letting go of control in your life, actually I wanted to take it a step further. And I decided that I'm gonna actually like live each day as if it's not in the depressing way, but I'm gonna live each day as if it's my last day. And as I said, not in a depressing way, just in a way that like in a way that my anxiety doesn't get the better of me. In a way that I can focus on the things that I'm doing at the moment without thinking ahead. Again, not in a bad way, because I have my weekly planner. I know what things are coming when and how much time I have to do something for certain things to happen in the future. Like if I have to prepare for something or anything, like I'm a pretty responsible person. So I just know that even though the mentality is that this is my last day, but I still have to do things that will come to fruition in the future. So that kind of doesn't make sense, right? But because of me being responsible, I actually do these things because I know that they need to be done in order for next days to be more bearable, let's say. So, but I also allow myself to like not grind all the time. Like, for example, I'm learning a new language nowadays, and when I have like 40 minutes before I go to bed, and I still haven't learned a single minute in a day, then I just decided, okay, I'm gonna, instead of learning for this whole time before going to bed, I'm gonna learn for 20 minutes. And the next 20 minutes, I'm gonna play a game or something, just so I can enjoy myself more. And like, it has reduced so much anxiety in me already. And I've applied this only for 2 days so far. And there's really not much more to say about this than that. Because, don't know, it just really helps me to stay more present, more in the moment. I just don't think, or like I try not to think about the future as much, about let's say, job that I haven't started yet. Like, why would I worry about it if I'm not there yet? Like, I don't have the materials to learn the things that I need to know for the job. They will give me materials when I go there, and I didn't go there yet, and it won't happen until like at least a week from now on. So why would I take up my mental space by stressing about it? So whenever I do have these thoughts, I acknowledge that I have them. This is kind of like in meditation practice, right? Like I acknowledge that I have it, the thoughts. I don't try to banish it or not to think about it. Like I acknowledge that the thought is there. Fairly out of habit, probably. Unhealthy habit. And once I acknowledge that it's there, I try not to react to it like, oh my God, yeah, I'm so stressed, I'm so anxious. Like, I'm trying not to react to it. And then it just floats away. And then I can be more present in the day. And I'm worried, in quotes, worried about things that are happening today because today is the last day that I have, right? I'm allowed, like, I allowed myself to be worried. I put quotes there because I'm not really worried, I'm just like thinking about things happening that day. Because that's, if I didn't allow myself to think even about that, then that would be too much even for me. So I'm just learning to live literally one day at a time, because otherwise it got too overwhelming for me. It took one breakdown to realize this. I'm getting better, honestly. Before, I had to learn my lesson after like 100 breakdowns. But like this, I had one breakdown and I already know what to do. Not to have them anymore. But yeah, I think that's the main thing. I feel a bit distracted today. And it's my second day of not doing a podcast episode, so I just wanted to say this, what was on my mind. And I have some topics I want to talk about next time. Maybe I will even write something down so it's not that messy to listen to. I hope headphones quality was great. If it wasn't, then I'm sorry. Next time I'll figure out something else.